And we're turning to peace talks and hopes of a truce in Ukraine. US President Donald Trump says he'll talk by phone to President Vladimir Putin of Russia tomorrow. On Air Force One, he told reporters, "We want to see if we can bring that war to an end." He outlined his hopes for talks with Vladimir Putin.
"We're doing pretty well, I think, with Russia. And we'll see if we have something to announce maybe by Tuesday. I'll be speaking to President Putin on Tuesday. And a lot of work's been done over the weekend. We want to see if we can bring that war to an end. Maybe we can, maybe we can't, but I think we have a very good chance."
Now, he added that progress in discussions had been made over the weekend and there had been ongoing discussions about dividing up certain assets. He specifically mentioned land and power plants. President Trump's comments follow last week's Moscow visit by his special envoy, Steve Witkoff. He'd told CNN earlier on Sunday that he's proud of the progress that his nation and Russia have made towards a peace negotiation in Ukraine.
"The president uses the time frame weeks, and I don't disagree with him. I am really hopeful that we're going to see some real progress here. Nobody expected progress this fast. This is a highly, very complicated situation, and yet we're bridging the gap between two sides. So lots of things that remain to be discussed, but I think the two presidents are going to have a really good and positive discussion this week."
Dr. Stephen Hall is Assistant Professor, Russian and Post-Soviet Politics with the University of Bath in England. Dr. Hall, good morning and thank you for joining
Mary.
Us. So let's look at where we are here. We have Steve Witkoff, the US envoy, saying it was a really good and positive discussion, that President Putin was accepting, he said, the philosophy of the Trump ceasefire and peace terms. Then we have this phone call tomorrow between the two presidents. How do you expect that call to proceed now, particularly, you know, in relation to what we've heard so far from Putin and the Kremlin around what they need for a truce, for a 30-day truce to take hold?
Well, I think we'll hear Vladimir Putin, or we won't hear, but we'll be told that Vladimir Putin has raised more questions as to what the ceasefire would actually involve. Putin is very good at spending a lot of making, you know, pushing these negotiations out for whenever, however long he needs. So I suspect that this is something that will happen. I'd like to share the American president's confidence that this is going well, but I'm reticent that it actually is. Until it actually happens, I won't necessarily believe it.
Last week, Vladimir Putin was saying that he supported a truce, and yet at the time it was interpreted as a yes, which really means a no, that it would be derailed by his red lines, including the surrender of Ukraine forces in Kursk. Is that where you still think it's at?
Well, at the moment, yes, we've seen that he said, yes, I agree to a ceasefire, but, and therefore then stipulated certain requirements for this ceasefire, some of which were quite vague, understandably, perhaps, but they were. The Kremlin has been very clear that it's facts on the ground, that they don't want European or any unfriendly peacekeepers, that they would like to have Ukrainian neutrality. They would like to plausibly have demilitarized zones in parts of Ukraine. That may be something they can back down on, but they have been consistent about the need for neutrality, for the facts on the ground, and for keeping peacekeepers from unfriendly countries out of Ukraine. So this remains to be seen as to how well the negotiations will actually go.
And yet, you know, Steve Witkoff, the envoy, was there last week. Is it unlikely that President Trump would venture down the road of a phone call directly with Putin in the full glare of global publicity if he didn't believe he can get something over the line?
Well, it depends on what he wants in terms of that something. He is looking apparently towards the Nobel Peace Prize. He's seems to be under the understanding that he can't bully the Russians, but he can bully the Ukrainians. So he may try and coerce the Ukrainians into some sort of peace deal. We simply don't know. Donald Trump, as I said, seems to be confident that he has something in the plans. But until it actually appears, I won't necessarily see it that way. Mm. But he may know something, obviously, that I don't. So yeah. Who knows?
And could the indicators of something in the plans mean, you know, he mentioned power plants and he mentioned land. What might that mean?
Well, the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is controlled by Russia. There may be an agreement that Ukrainian atomic engineers can go there, or some of the power will be sent to Ukraine. It could also be a demilitarized zone, plausibly. The territory, there seem negotiations in terms of where the two armies stand. So you have the demilitarized zone. Well, the line of contact, the Ukrainians have said that de facto they accept that Ukrainian territory has been lost, that they will not try in the future to get it back by military means. They don't have the capacity. They will try to get it back by diplomatic means. But de jure, it is Ukrainian territory. But de facto, it isn't. The Russians want international recognition of this territory plus the Crimea, and also the four regions that have become part of Russia, according to the constitution. That remains to be seen as to whether Trump will give that.
It's hard to figure out in all of that what's in this for Ukraine. Do they even get guarantees around their own security?
Well, that's something that the Ukrainians have been adamant about, that they want guarantees of security. The problem is that the security is open for negotiation. Britain's Keir Starmer has said that British troops will go to Ukraine. Emmanuel Macron, the French president, has said that if Kiev was to invite us, then there would be European peacekeepers in Ukraine. That hasn't happened yet, and Keir Starmer has also said that we need the American stopgap, which would be American protection. So that remains to be seen as to whether Trump is willing to provide that. The security guarantees for Ukraine otherwise would be the UN Security Council, which obviously gives Russia a veto over that. It could also be similar to what happened with the Istanbul Agreement, where if there are six countries and they all have to agree that Ukraine needs security, which would only happen, you know, Russia could also veto if it was to attack Ukraine in the future.
Dr. Stephen Hall, thank you for your analysis this morning.